Welcome to the Nowercast Tech Briefing. I'm your host, and we have a massive show today. Quite literally, when you look at the parameter counts we're going to discuss.
That's right. We are tracking a colossal 2.4 trillion parameter model dropping from Alibaba, which is a staggering number to try and wrap your head around, especially since they are promising open weights.
On the hardware side, we're diving into a billion-dollar bet on turning your garage battery into a grid-level asset to feed the growing energy demands of these exact types of AI systems.
Plus, we have a cultural check-in on why everyone on Hacker News is suddenly terrified of becoming a meat proxy. It is a packed briefing, so let's get right into it.
Let's start with a monumental release out of Alibaba Cloud. On August 3rd, they officially launched Q13.8 Max. This is a 2.4 trillion parameter mixture of experts flagship model.
2.4 trillion parameters. We throw these numbers around a lot lately, but we really need to pause on that scale. This is a colossal piece of engineering, and they are positioning it directly against the biggest players in the West. Alibaba is explicitly claiming that this model is, in their words, second only to Fable 5.
Right, and they are backing that up with some serious architectural specs. We are looking at a 1 million token context window. They are heavily marketing this for what they call co-work capabilities. That means it is not just a standard chatbot. It is designed for complex reasoning, multimodal tasks, and specifically agentic coding workflows where it acts as a professional collaborator.
The co-work framing is really interesting. It implies a level of autonomy and multi-step reasoning that we are starting to see become the new baseline for flagship models. You give it a high-level goal, and it works alongside you to execute the subtasks. But what really makes this release a potential earthquake in the industry is their commitment to open weights. Reports indicate the open weights for the Qwen 3.8 series are expected to drop next week.
Open sourcing a 2.4 trillion parameter model is practically unheard of. The logistics of even running that locally or on standard enterprise infrastructure are daunting. The mixture of experts architecture makes inference slightly more efficient because you aren't activating all 2.4 trillion parameters for every single token, but the memory footprint required just to load the weights is still going to be massive.
Exactly. You are going to need a serious cluster just to host it. But for research institutions and large enterprises, having access to the weights of a model that claims to rival the absolute frontier is a game changer. It completely shifts the power dynamic away from proprietary API lock-in. If you can self-host a model that is second only to Fable 5, the enterprise use cases explode.
We do have to take that second only to Fable 5 claim with a grain of salt until we see independent benchmarks. It is a self-assessment right now. Once the weights are out next week, the open source community is going to tear into this thing, and we will see how it actually performs on real-world coding and agentic tasks.
The preview period for this actually started back on July 19th, so they have had a couple of weeks to iron out the initial kinks before this official August 3rd launch. I will be watching the community evaluations very closely. If it truly hits that performance tier, Alibaba has just set a very high new bar for the open ecosystem.
Moving from the software demanding the power to the hardware supplying it, let's look at Base Power. They are executing on a massive $1 billion Series C funding round, led by Addition, which brought their valuation to $4 billion.
This is a fascinating approach to the grid capacity crunch. Base Power installs, owns, and operates large residential batteries directly in people's homes. And when we say large, we're talking 25 to 50 kilowatt hours. That is essentially the capacity of a small electric vehicle sitting in your garage.
The business model is what makes this unique. They charge customers a small installation fee and a monthly rate. In exchange, the homeowner gets backup power and lower electricity rates. Meanwhile, Base Power acts as a retail electricity provider.
Right. They aggregate all these home batteries to function as a virtual power plant, or VPP. They then sell grid balancing services back to the market. By late last year, they had already deployed over 100 megawatt hours of residential battery capacity, and they are building a battery and electronics factory in Austin, Texas, to vertically integrate the hardware.
The context here is crucial. AI data centers and general electrification are driving record-high electricity demand in the U.S. Traditional utility-scale battery farms are great, but they are plagued by incredibly slow interconnection queues. Base Power's distributed model bypasses those queues by putting the assets behind the residential meter.
It is a brilliant workaround for the regulatory bottlenecks, but there are definitely long-term questions. Can a distributed model of thousands of individual home batteries truly compete with the efficiency and scale of a centralized utility-scale farm? The maintenance logistics alone for tens of thousands of residential units seem daunting.
And there are risks for the homeowners, too. You are entering into a 10-year contract with a startup that owns the hardware physically bolted to your property. If the startup pivots or struggles, that hardware relationship could get complicated.
There is also the question of revenue sustainability. Grid balancing revenue is the core of their income model. As more competitors enter the virtual power plant space, those grid balancing margins might compress. Still, with a $4 billion valuation and their own factory in Austin, Base Power has the war chest to prove this model out at a massive scale.
For our last deep dive, we have to talk about a blog post that absolutely took over Hacker News on August 3rd. It is titled, "Don't Be a Meat Proxy," written by Nick Groon. It hit the top of the site with over 1,400 points and 600 comments, sparking a massive debate.
The core argument here is about the erosion of human accountability in the age of AI. Groon defines a meat proxy as a human who simply acts as a conduit for AI output, relaying generated responses verbatim in professional or social settings without adding any personal value or validation.
He highlights how this behavior is particularly toxic in software development, specifically pointing to code reviews. Developers are increasingly using tools like Claude Code to generate feedback or even ship code, and they are doing it without personally reviewing or understanding the output they are passing along.
It creates this awful cycle of cognitive debt. If you generate a massive, jargon-heavy pull request review using an LLM and you haven't verified it, you're just offloading the work of deciphering that slop onto the recipient. It wastes their time and degrades the technical literacy of the team.
The resonance this post had on Hacker News shows that this is a widespread frustration. We are reaching a point where AI tools can easily automate the appearance of productivity. You can look like you were doing a rigorous code review, but you were just acting as a meat proxy for an LLM hallucination.
The challenge for organizations is figuring out how to distinguish between highly productive AI-assisted work, where the human is using the tool to augment their own verified expertise, and this lazy, unverified output. If you're just a router for API responses, your role is fundamentally broken.
Exactly. AI should be a tool that helps you think faster, not a tool that does the thinking so you don't have to. The meat proxy label is harsh, but it is a necessary wake-up call for teams that are adopting these tools without establishing cultural norms around accountability with responsibility.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick before we wrap up.
Sounds good. There is a lot moving today in space, security, and government tech.
A, Los Angeles-based startup K2 Space just landed a $22.9 million contract from the U.S. Space Force to demonstrate optical communication terminals on two of its satellites.
They are testing laser crosslinks to connect military systems in orbit, which offers much higher bandwidth and better jam resistance than traditional RF links. K2 recently hit a $6.8 billion valuation and is really leaning into their philosophy of building massive, high-power satellite buses for these next-generation networks.
AFROG researchers have uncovered a massive batch of over 50 completely fabricated CVEs targeting SQLite, originating from a single GitHub account. It appears to be entirely AI-generated slop.
What is truly alarming is that several of these fake advisories were actually assigned 9.8 critical severity scores by the National Vulnerability Database before anyone noticed the payloads didn't even trigger crashes. MITRE has since rejected the batch, but it highlights a massive flaw in the honor system CVE pipeline.
Greece has unveiled its 350 million euro Hellas Space 2.0 program, funded by the EU to build high-resolution and thermal imaging satellites specifically for wildfire and environmental monitoring.
A key detail of this initiative is the mandate that at least 50% of the work for each project must be performed by Greek companies. They are aggressively trying to build a self-sustaining domestic aerospace sector through 2035, rather than just procuring foreign data.
A new GovTech report highlights that over 70% of public sector AI initiatives are failing to progress past the proof of concept stage due to a lack of integration into core government workflows.
The core issue seems to be confusing mere activity, like using an LLM to draft emails, with actual structural outcomes. It is a classic case of performative innovation failing to deliver genuine efficiency for citizens.
Over on GitHub, a popular feature request for Cloud Code is asking to add subtask functionality to the native Task Create tool to better organize complex to-do items, though users are still reporting intermittent stability issues with the existing task tools disappearing during sessions. That is going to do it for today's briefing.
Thanks for listening. We will be back tomorrow with more updates from the edge of tech.
See you then.